This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. NPR's Noah Adams joins us again. Noah, I just want to note, you drove here from Washington, D.C. Along the way, you had a tape recorder, and you were picking up little road pieces?
Yeah, I wanted to do a series. It's a mini road trip series. And it actually started with the idea of a title, which is, Hey, How Many Miles You Got on That Thing? And you've got to say it colloquially and ungrammatically.
How many miles you got on that thing?
Yeah, basically, you walk up to somebody, you see an interesting vehicle, which means to me an interesting story. And so the vehicle is the excuse. So you go, hey, how many miles you got on that thing? And they'll tell you. And then you say, you know, how often you change the oil or something like that. And then where you're from. It's just a great way. Otherwise, you can drive 2,660 miles as we did and not have a chance to talk to anybody except the people in the drive-thru in the window in the restaurant.
Well, what do you got?
We have three stories for you this week. The first one comes from Brazil, Indiana. I saw a couple with a U-Haul trailer. Well, U-Haul trailers are always stories. You know, we've all done this.
Worst advertising slogan in the history of America that used to say on the side of them, remember, adventures in moving? Oh, boy, that's what I want.
That's right. Well, this was a couple driving a beat-up Chevrolet van, maroon and silver. I met the driver. His name was Philos Diu, D-I-U. He's from Sudan, 15 years in this country. He wanted his wife, Mindy, to do most of the talking, and I asked her about the vehicle.
1992 three-quarter ton Chevy conversion van.
How many miles?
Look at the thing. I don't know.
192,306.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting vehicle. Had a real lived-in look.
What's in the trailer?
Well, I asked the question, what's in the trailer? They were coming back from her mom's funeral in Missouri. You know, you divide up some of the mom's stuff and people take them, and they had their share in that trailer.
My mother was 78 years old. She was really a fantastic woman. She was a clown. She had just changed over from Mormonism that she'd been on her whole life to become a Christian. So she was saved before dying. She's at peace now.
So no, they're heading east from Missouri. Where are they going?
Well, Warren, Ohio is where they're going. They have lived all over the place. They say, Mindy said, rent is cheap in Warren, Ohio, and that's what they need at this point.
I'm on disability. My husband just got laid off from a job. We had nothing to hold us. So we're just trying different places and see where in this country would be a good place to live.
What an idea. Philos Diu is from Sudan, as I said. He has a BA in business administration. He's not working. I had to ask the standard road question of a high mileage vehicle, so here it is.
How often do you have to change oil in that car, that truck?
I try to do it probably every month. It's her baby, so we try to take care of it.
Yeah. Noah, you called this a conversion van. It's got a bed in it, a stove, something to cook on?
Yeah, you know, ladder go up at the top. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. They had a ways to go that night and weren't worried about it, weren't looking for a motel, and said they'd probably drive through most of the night.
What we usually do is we just trade off and on driving, drive straight through. If we get really tired, we just pull over someplace and sleep for a while.
That is Philos and Mindy Diu. It was really, Alex, really satisfying to have a brief talk there with them at the gas station in Brazil, Indiana. You know, there's exhaust and there's heat. And think about it. They were smiling with me because we were both tired of, you know, just listening to ourselves talk. And here you get to meet somebody and get a story and go on your way.
So we're going to pick up that story tomorrow with Noah Adams and more of, hey, how many miles you got on that thing? Noah, thanks.
Thank you, Alex.